Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Trinadapi Sunitena Tarad Ivasahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinama 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 Ivakivalam Kalau nastyeva 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 gatiranyata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are going to do three things today. We're going to hear shortly about Srimati Janava Devi. We're also going to hear about Sita, the consort of Lord Ram. And then the main portion is the story of Lord Nrsimha. This is what our host has requested. So if you will please raise your hands and repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. My name is Nirantara Das, a disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Therefore, my presentation is according to his style and teachings. So first, let's hear about Janava Devi. The appearance festival of Srimati Janava Devi is very auspicious for pure devotees who are attached to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya. So just in case you may not know, in the Gaudiya Vaishnav tradition, Lord Chaitanya is the incarnation of Krishna who appeared 500 years ago in the mood, complexion, and sentiment of Srimati Radharani. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Radha and Krishna are one, but they have separated themselves eternally into two. When they combine, that combined form is known as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the ISKCON movement, we follow in that line and we accept Sri Chaitanya as our Acharya. In the year 1409 or 1410 of the Shaka era, Sri Janava Devi appeared at Ambika Kalana from the womb of Bhadravati and the fortunate wife of Sri Suryadas Pandit, who was a dear associate of Lord Chaitanya. In due course of time, Sri Nityananda Prabhu married Srimati Vasudha Devi, who were all adorned with divine qualities. Approximately in 1465, Janava Devi adopted as her son Ramachandra Das, who was the grandson of Sri Vanshi Vadana Ananda Das, and thereafter she gave him initiation. The many wonderful activities performed by Sri Janava Devi, who was the energy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and who was none different from Ananga Manjari, that's a gopi in Krishna Loka, are almost unknown to the Vaishnava society. So that excerpt is by Bhaktivinod Thakur, who is also an acharya in our line. Sri Nityananda's two wives, Sri Vasudha and Sri Janava Devi, are expansions of Lord Balaram's eternal consorts, Varuni and Revati. So Lord Chaitanya is Krishna and Nityananda is Balaram. So it makes sense. After the appearance of the Panchatattva and many of Lord Chaitanya's eternal associates, a huge Sankirtan festival was held in Keturi on the Gaura Purnima. That's also what you call holy. Gaura Purnima is the holy day. You know, when you throw your colors, right? You call it holy, right? So that in Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnava, we don't really celebrate holy. We celebrate the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, Gaura Purnima. Thousands of Lord Chaitanya's followers, such as Narottam Das, Syamananda Das, Sunidhi Vas, Vrindavan Das, Murari, Chaitanya Das, Parameshwara Das, and Miniketana Ram Das, attended the first Keturi Sankirtan Maha Utsav. The celebrated Gauranga Appearance Day, they celebrated with thunderous chanting, exuberant dancing, and tasty prasadam, because that is the religion I joined. I did not join a Hindu religion. My religion is chanting, dancing, and feasting. That's what I joined. That's what I signed up for. Six sets of Gornitai deities were then installed. Sri Janava Mata cooked a matchless feast and personally served all the Vaishnavas. During Narottam Das Thakur's Premanam Kirtan, Sri Chaitanya, Nityananda, and all their associates suddenly appeared to the delight of all. In other words, they had left the planet, but for this festival, they appeared, because it's spiritual. Ma Janava, an affectionate name given by the devotees, traveled throughout Gaura and Vraja Mandalas. Wherever she went, the Gaura Bhaktas happily greeted and served her. Known as Nityananda Swarupani, Janava Devi overflowed with Prema Bhakti, and she delivered many atheists and sinners by her compassionate preaching. Srila Thakur Bhaktivinod offers this prayer to Janava Mata in his book Kalyana Kalpataru. O Janava Devi, by the power of your divine qualities, be merciful to this servant of yours. Dispel this illusion which torments me, and relieve me of material existence. Let me take shelter at your lotus feet. You are Nityananda Shakti, the divine energy of Lord Nityananda himself, and you are the guru of Krishna Bhakti. Be merciful to me and grant me the shade of your lotus feet, which are like a desire tree. You have delivered countless abominable sinners. Please deliver me in the same way. Today, praying for your mercy, this lowly sinner, Bhaktivinod Thakur, falls at your holy feet. It is said that Sri Janava Devi left this world by entering the deity of Gopinath in Vrindavan. In Vrajadam, she serves Krishna as Ananga Mandari. So that's part one. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.